This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Wednesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
It is hump day. Wow, we've made it to the middle of the week. Of course, for us, it's sort of our Thursday, Friday, Eve, whatever.
Well, for me, I'm sitting here going, today is January 28th. We are literally a month in to 2026 already.
I know. And of course, February is coming up and we have got to talk about, because we're very excited that we're doing this again. This is year number four?
I think this is our fourth year doing this.
I thought we started it in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, we are again doing our annual February food drive. We always do it in February because there's not a lot of stuff going on in February.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, of course, you know, giving is huge going into the holiday season.
Right.
You know, late October, November, December. And then there's kind of a little bit of a holdover coming into January as it's still chilly out. But you reach February and all of a sudden just seems like everything kind of quiets down and it's a back of the mind kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And we like to get it back out to the front of the mind. So it is the food and clothing drive.
Yes. Yes. It's always been a food and clothing drive. Yep. And this year, again, it will benefit Bebold Street Ministries.
Yes. Which out of all of the ones out and about right now, this is the one I love the most because it's actually down at the street level.
Yeah.
Working and communicating with the people, unlike some of these ones that we see constantly on social media, where it's kind of like the bureaucracy at the top strips everything out of it.
Yeah, and I'll, honestly, if you look at the staff photos, they have pronouns in their bios. I'm kind of like, Anyway, we are working with Matt Nocera. Reached out to him, and he's been he's a friend of the show. He's been on many times. We're having him back on. We got a lot of sponsors. Advantage Heating and Air is back, and so what that means is all these sponsors. And Hunter, I'm going to let you run down the list because I think my brain, I have old lady brain today. They'll be barrels. You'll see them branded out there with the KYKN and everybody. All of our partners. We've got partners this year again, and
okay,
we love them.
So of course, Advantage Heating and Air Conditioning, who excels at this. They
do an
amazing job promoting it within themselves. People are dropping stuff off there. And of course, when you have a house call, you can ask them to go ahead and bring your donations back to their location with you. The presented by sponsor for this year is Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
Yeah.
So they are wonderful. They'll have barrels out there kind of in southeast Salem out there, not too far from the dump, the landfill, whatever you want to call it. Elite Buyers Northwest out in West Salem, they will have barrels out there.
You want to go there anyway because they get the coolest stuff in every day.
I love just kind of wandering through pawn shops on occasion. I think
so do I.
You just find some of these treasures that you just totally forgot about from decades ago where you're going, oh my gosh, I remember. I mean, if you got that old video cassette sitting around that you know, your Wizard of Oz or something that you need to watch on VHS, you know, they might have that VCR out there.
They probably have the VCR, yep.
Highway Trailer Sales right there on Portland Road.
Love them.
And then, of course, Chira's Restaurant in downtown Salem.
Well, who doesn't love Chira's and who doesn't love Yuri? I mean, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. You can swing on by and I'm guessing that Yuri will probably be doing some more basketball ticket giveaway as this season progresses. So maybe it's head on down there, take some donations, have a great meal, and maybe even potentially win some basketball tickets for the Ducks.
I know. Plus, if that is not one of the best dining locations in Salem, I just, you know, from like a location standpoint, I love that place. So that is very, very cool. And again, on the website, as we have in years past, you'll be able, we'll get that all. We're still working on the technical graphic design end and all of that stuff, but we'll have widgets up there. We'll have a page that will have all the locations with clickable maps, ways to get you to go over there and thank our sponsors, to highlight our sponsors, to shop from our sponsors. Again, go over to Elite. I mean, gold is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Silver's going crazy. Everybody, you know, so there's all kinds of, you might find some a treasure over there that you didn't know.
So we should put the little caveat that Sunday is February 1st. So barrels will be at these locations by Monday.
Yeah.
Simply because some may not be open on Sundays. And then, of course, our own Jeff Morgan has to get them out and distributed. So he's going to be working on that as this week progresses as well. But things get a little crazy because there is a big RV show happening this weekend at the fairgrounds that both our own Warren Franklin and Jeff Morgan will be at. So if you want to see them on Friday, they will both be out there on Friday.
Well, very cool. And I love that the boss is out there schlepping barrels.
That's right.
That's a commitment for you.
Well, that's what you get when you have a truck. You know, it makes it a little easier.
It's always the person, see, I have a truck. And, oh, can we borrow your truck? Can we borrow? Yes. Mm-hmm. You have a truck, too, so you probably have the same thing. Those of us
I've gotten
have
those
trucks.
Phone calls on occasion.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, because you're right. It is the 28th, and again, this is the February, so come next week, you'll see the barrels out there. We just were so excited we had to get a tease out there to talk to you about it. Okay, also want to mention again, if you miss any of our any of our shows, you can get them all at kycan.com, but with Newsmakers at Noon specifically, and I believe we're the only show right now, the local show that is out there on the streaming services, you can get us at Spotify, at iTunes, at iHeartRadio, all of that. We are out there usually within about an hour, hour and a half to when we air live, and then all of the show links will be out there in the descriptions. Also, if you have any show ideas, you want to tell us how much you love us, or you're not happy with us, newsmakers at kykn.com will get that as well. We'd appreciate it if you're out there streaming. If you do like us, follow us, and give us a five-star rating, because that'll help us grow our audience, which is what we want to do.
Exactly. And you know, on the kykn.com, on our podcast tab, there is Rural Matters on Friday, as well as the Sports Ticket with Jeff and I. And, of course, at this time of the year, we have our high school basketball games. I've actually, over the years, gotten messages of, hey, where can I get the link to the game? Because knowing people whose kids are playing in these games, they're exciting to be able to download and have that memory of the time your kid was talked about on local radio.
And that's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on radio since I was a little kid, and I was probably 7 years old and I got my first tape recorder, and I was that obnoxious kid that was interviewing everybody. So what do you think about the state? What's your favorite color and why?
See, I always go back and I think I was probably 10, 12. So, you know, the late 80s, early 90s when my mom said, you know, I see you doing radio at some point. And I'm saying,
no way.
Yeah, I'm going. And of course, it had never even really entered my mind at that point. And, you know, I could always have take the mentality of, what, Mom, you're saying I'm not good enough for TV? Come on.
What are you saying about my face?
Face for
huh?
radio. Huh? But yeah, this is definitely one of those things that, you know, kind of the stars aligned and God intervened and all of a sudden here I am.
And it's the best job. It's absolutely the best job. I love it. Well, speaking of being when we were younger and too, there's a lot that happened on this day in history. But I do want to highlight one thing in particular. In 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after liftoff, killing all seven crew members on board. Now, you were a little kid when that happened. You were saying you were about eight. I was an adult working at Siltec Silicon, for those of you who remember, back on Salem Industrial Drive out there, just north of the radio station. And we were all down in the offices and watching it on the TV. And it was a big deal because it was the first teacher in space. Mm-hmm. Now, my connection to that is I grew up in New Hampshire, and Krista McAuliffe was a teacher from Concord. So there was that tie-in. But it was such a big deal. The shuttle program was still newish that we were all really excited about it. And so we were all watching it. And I remember seeing everybody in the stands there. Her parents and family were there. And that's why I asked you before we started. Were you watching it live? Because, I mean, all across the country, everybody wheeled in. You know, the AV guys came in and wheeled in the TV strapped to the cart. And they all watched it. We all watched it live. And it was, you can still see it looks like a scorpion the way it all blew apart. And it was absolutely just a horrifying national moment.
Yeah, I was in elementary school. I don't recall them bringing in to watch it live. But of course, you know, that was the headline of the evening news. So a lot of people were watching the explosion. Of course, being there was a teacher involved, that was the biggest talk.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, at my age group, I was the tender age of around 8 years old at this point. But, you know, it's one of those things that is, you know, a national tragedy that just sits with you, you know, for a long, long time. And you know, I think it, to a certain extent, slowed down space exploration to a certain extent.
It did. And it turns out it was like an O-ring problem. And somebody kind of was trying to call it out and somebody didn't listen. And it was one of those seminal moments where you remember exactly where you were when it happened. I think I was like, well, it would have been January. I was probably 22, 23 years old. So, yeah, I was pretty young when it happened. So those are those moments. Yike. Mm-hmm. But also today is, well, like you said, it's the 20th, and I love this, and I have, it's National Kazoo Day, and the only reason I really remember that is my beloved grandma, who lived in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Whenever we'd go to visit, she had probably 25 grandkids, good Irish Catholic family. God bless her. When all the grandkids were there, she gave us all kazoos, and we would always have a parade.
Isn't that just the most typical thing? I think I can go back to Christmases where, you know, I was... on one side of the family, 10 plus cousins, on the other side, you know, similar number. And grandma just, you know, for what, 25 cents a piece, probably these little plastic kazoos in everybody's stocking. So, yeah, you know, it's
and
nice.
And you have that parade?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Or an orchestrated performance. Those were the other ones.
And then, of course, we all went out when everybody was in elementary school. We all, did you have to play the recorder?
I have a few recorders around my house,
and
harmonicas,
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star on a recorder by a first grader. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. Anyway, happy National Kazoo Day. Hopefully it brings back good memories for you, too. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Bi-Mart and the Perlin Mill.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So if you've been following social media, of course, it's like fast and furious. We've all been following what's happening in Minnesota. And of course, and I am no fan of Representative Ilhan Omar. but there was, of course, the big story that broke yesterday was her winery that all of a sudden doesn't make any wine, but makes millions of dollars. So again, we're gonna tack that on to the scandals that are already been that have already been exposed to the world, thanks to Nick Shirley and Cam Higby and a number of others, mainly Nick Shirley, which all of a sudden, you know, now the left is trying to blame all the riots on Nick Shirley.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, they're gonna point the fingers every direction they can.
Good God. Instead of right back at themselves, which is where all this lies. So now you have this congresswoman. Yeah, did I say that without my hands? Yeah, I did. Claiming, and I watched the video, and I'm thinking we got another Juicy Smollett going here. But she was at a town hall giving a speech and whatever, and she's claiming that somebody stood up and sprayed an unknown liquid at her during a town hall meeting. You watch the body language, and we can break that down. A lot of people have been breaking it down. But the bottom line is, if this was an actual attack, which I'm using the word actual or alleged or whatever, if you're spraying her down, it's not a lawful protest at that point. That becomes assault. Mm-hmm. So this dude should have been arrested. And if he was guilty, he should go to prison.
Yeah.
Period.
So my understanding is that, you know, they've arrested him, charged him with like third degree assault, which seems rather low on a political person.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
If this is what it is,
okay,
what they claim it is. But then let's look at the theater.
You almost have to start at the very beginning. One of the cameras, behind Miss Omar, was trained on him quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching him drink from his big old water bottle, and I'm kind of going, so this is a press event with a, you know, sitting congressperson.
And he's right up there in the front.
Where normally... you want some constituents, some people that maybe mentioned would be sitting front row, some VIP section. He is literally in the number one seat in that whole place directly in front of her. And she finished her thought, finished her statement, looks up and takes a nice little pause while he jumps up and sprays her with something in a syringe.
Yeah.
So now
a foul smelling liquid.
So I'm going to kind of look at it this way. So he sprayed something at you out of a syringe. You don't know if there's a needle on that syringe, but yet she charged at him.
Yeah.
As her security, who obviously wasn't paying any attention, must have been on their phone or something, finally started running over. And then the guy moved towards it, didn't go after her.
No, nope.
Sprayed it and then back
kind
towards.
Kind of like gently fell into the arms of the security guard.
Yeah,
with a soft landing.
And then of course she had some choice words and some choice statements about him. I mean, I've read one statement where she's like, she calls him ugly, and I'm kind of going, you know, that doesn't sound like your side. I thought you were all about the love, and yet you're calling names just because the guy's attractive.
I mean, clearly they're trying to frame this as some MAGA crazy. And so it's been already shown now that Hazmat has said that it was apple cider vinegar. And again, nobody knows that at the beginning. So I'm not saying that they should know that. Again, if this is, let's assume this is all legitimate and above board.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, what the hell did this guy spray on me? Is it acid? Is it going to eat through my clothes? Is it toxic? I mean, all the things that would go through your mind if somebody did this to you. Number one, you would want to be out of that shirt like that.
Yep.
You would leave. You would not finish your comments because you're a strong woman.
And that's where I literally sit here and go, let's say every bit of this was legitimate. Everything. My first question is, why in the initial reports did no one actually describe the smell? Was it a fart bomb? Was it, you know, a syringe with urine in it? Was it vinegar?
Did it smell like bleach?
Was it what was the smell? There was no description of the smell except it was a bad smell. And I'm kind of going, I've smelled plenty of apple cider vinegar. It's a pungent smell, but it's not,
I think,
like,
it smells good.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
But you also know what it is you smell it.
Yeah, so number two, if this is 100% legit and she wants to show what a strong woman she is, if her security was doing their job, if anyone was doing their job, she would have been ushered into the hallway or out of the area for a moment to change her shirt because, one, they want to preserve that evidence.
Right.
Number two, they want to protect her and then come back. I mean, she was at talking to the press after this event in the same shirt.
Yeah.
So obviously it wasn't a concern to her at that point.
So look at this. Okay, the Data Republican, who is great. This is what she said. And I agree with this. Representative Omar continued her town hall because of one of two options. She does not have the self-preservation instincts accompanied being sprayed with a smelly substance, such as getting a doctor to check it out, or even as simple as washing it off. Or she staged it. There really are no other options.
Yeah.
And then again, the video is coming out where there's this eye flick directly at him, which is a signal. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me. And then again, if you're going to put together a hoax, first of all, he should have said, "This is MAGA country."
They were literally comparing it to the Jussie Smollett scenario, and they literally said the only things missing were, one, Jussie Smollett himself, and number two, he didn't yell, "This is MAGA country," B-word.
Yeah, exactly. So as more keeps coming out about this, it doesn't pass the smell test.
And then it's like,
are you insulting our intelligence? Please, if you're going to stage this, at least put some effort into it.
I sit here and let's go back to the Kristi Noem press conference a few months back, where the Democrat senator came in without his name tag on.
Yeah.
And the interruptions occur when she says something you don't like, aka mid-sentence. It doesn't occur when she's done with her thought and taking a pause.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking directly at you as if, go.
Yep. Well, and of course, the internet sleuths are out there. So we're seeing reports that this guy, 55 years old, has two kids that have multicolored hair and are gender fluid. His ex-wife is a activists who supports AOC and Ilhan Omar, and that potentially, and I, you know, it's unconfirmed, but that he makes $50,000 a year working for her winery.
Yeah. So again, all of this is coming out again, where this is all shaking out. To me, this stinks worse than apple cider vinegar.
I mean, it would have been cool if he had put on a red hat before he did it. I mean, that really would have been the icing on the cake.
When this all turns out the way most of us pretty much think it's going to turn out, it's like, you didn't even try. Come on.
You get a D for effort in this one, I think.
I know. I mean, good grief. So anyway, moving on. Although the left is like, you know, because they're still pushing the hoax about the 5-year-old kid.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when everything is, you know, and I have this thing, it's like, here's what really happened. We should just put this on a sweatshirt, put this on a card. Anytime the left progressive commies put out a narrative, pause and go, here's what really happened. You will use it every time.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I think the most frustrating part to me is that we no longer hold mainstream media accountable in that regard. When these narratives come out, they're pushed hard, and when they're mm-hmm. debunked, they're just forgotten. They're not corrected.
Yep. Moving
they're
on.
They're not apologized nope. for. They are just forgotten.
Yeah, and then because the news cycle moves so very quickly, but this one to me is just so glaringly, again, allegedly. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Gosh, we don't have enough. Let's dig into this on the other side, because a lot of people, including Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, are calling for Kristi Noem to be fired. I got to say, my initial thing was ugh, but now no,
well,
I'm not there.
And it's the same, you know, Pam Bondi.
Yeah,
Kristi
I know.
Noem.
I was like fed up with the girl bosses.
Yeah, it is frustrating to not see what we think needs to be happening, because mm-hmm. when you read between the lines, you see what's going on. It's like they're moving at a snail's pace when we need some action. We need to see things, especially with a primary coming up and then a general election in November. I want to see some action on these things that all of us can see, whether it's, you know, voter fraud, leering centers, whatever the scenario is, I want to see something happen.
Yeah, and we're all watching this happen, and it does seem like it is, like you said, it's moving at a glacial pace. We know what the stakes are. The stakes are so high. I mean, literally, to me, it is it's the pivot point between, do we have a country even resembling what we grew up in, which we really don't, but what does it look like going forward? And especially that this is happening in the 250th birthday of the country. But everything, those of us with eyes to see and are paying attention, know that we are at that proverbial pivot point. And we got to get this right. And so seeing it move slow, I'm sorry, I really thought the calls to Waltz and what's his face in Minneapolis kind of legitimized them. I was not happy. The rest of it, okay. But I'm like a little bothered by that. You don't want to legitimize these clowns. We'll dig more into it on the other side. But we got to take a break for that bottom of the hour news. So make sure you come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking a little bit about what's going on, I mean, obviously in Minnesota and how the Trump administration is handling it. We're not going to spend a gob of time on this, but again, I was really uncomfortable when, you know, Trump made the phone, well, I guess Walls reached out and he talked back and Holman called him. There's a timeline on that. But sort of the conciliatory way that President Trump was talking about it, it was a nice phone call. It was that. To me, and that's one part of the picture, that part of it legitimized these clowns. Mm-hmm. And again, within about 5 hours, Walls was out saying, yeah, we're not doing that. I mean, whatever, we're not going to enforce. So it's like, I don't know what good it did. You have a little bit different take on that.
See, I'm not a big fan of the idea of legitimizing what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the downside to what he did. But knowing how Trump operates in these kind of scenarios, because he does it with world leaders, he does it with people that disagree with him, to kind of sit here and say, look, I'm extending the olive branch. Now it's on you to extend yours and let's come together to work this out. We'll ramp it down if you start helping us in these ways, this and that. And I think a little bit of it is to put it back on the leadership in Minnesota. Granted, the other perspective is it takes these crazy rioters and makes them kind of go, wait a minute, Walls is willing to talk to Donald Trump? How dare he even do that? The challenge I have with it, I don't think this is the time for the kind of the back and forth games. The
art of the deal.
The art of the deal. I think we're past that because
We're
seeing right now between the church scenario, these shootings, mm-hmm. the people rioting, you know, damaging hotels, whatever they're doing. I mean, we're seeing these videos. We know they're doing these things, which is resulting in the loss of life, tragically. I sit here and go, this kind of behavior is being followed in places like Portland, in Chicago, in Seattle, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles. And the longer it's legitimized, the more they're going to ramp it up until we see it. And now is that opportunity to walk in there and say, this behavior is no longer tolerated. We're done with it.
And I'm seeing posts out on X, and again, that the DOJ is backing off because the two women were let go, or the magistrates are playing games. They're backing off on the Don Lemon thing. And again, I always say, well, this is 4G chat. Okay. Is it, though? I don't know. My faith in a lot of this is at such a low level on all sides, because something will happen where we wait, and then a little thing, okay, here you go, here's a bone, and then they back it off. Well, you know me, I've been on record. I'm tired of the girl bosses. I am.
I'm just sick and tired of the lack of anything at the federal level, which is the most frustrating part to me, because we've been seeing this since 2016. You know, Hillary could go to jail. This person go to jail. Right. This person go to jail. And nothing has ever happened. We literally sit there and we literally watch these people lie to Congress and walk out of there a free person. I mean, you know, they defy Congress. I mean, what happened to, you know, the subpoenas for the Clintons about the Epstein files? Right. There's been no follow up. That just kind of disappeared from the map when they were talking about holding them. I'm just going, our federal government has no follow through, and playing these, you know, art of the deal games to me doesn't make any sense when you're not going to follow through and actually hold people accountable.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of polling that it isn't really doing anything to the base, but I don't know that I'd consider myself the base. I mean, I'm a supporter. I've voted a couple times for Trump and you know, I support this, but I'm got to tell you, I'm tired of seeing Bondi on Fox News saying she sent strongly worded emails. Mm-hmm. Really? And then the thing with Kristi Noem as well, coming out and making, you know, statements that damaging statements that people have to walk back, that the base and whatever has to defend out there. And there's some growing calls, again, like I mentioned before the break, Pocahontas, whatever, Liz, don't care what you think, but is calling for the firing of her. I was kind of like, no, I don't know. Now I'm on the side from a PR perspective. No. Keep her in place. Well, keep them all in place.
And I think
that's why I think the Bovino thing, and then hearing, well, Trump didn't know about that. Again, PR disaster. Yep. Who is handling this for you?
Well, and that's the thing, is you sit here and you go, they're claiming victory on Trump saying we're open to ramping it down in Minnesota. They are claiming victory that Homan is now there running things and Bovino is out. Right. They are, you fire Kristi Noem or Pam Bondi or anyone else in this administration at this point, and that is a victory call for the crazies on the streets.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that they stay the course on this. There's an article, again, I'm over at PJ Media, who's making this case as well. Firing Noem yesterday would have been an unmitigated PR disaster. It would have done five things real quick. It would have poured gas on the raging fire. Yep. It would have validated the Dems' anti-ICE allegations and drawn attention to ICE's mistakes, which there have been some, no doubt about it. Number four, blame ICE's management, not the law-breaking protesters. They're not protesters anymore. Mm-hmm. These are agitators, I don't know, or the politician donors who've been financing, encouraging, and enable them. And then number five, obviously, it would create a blood-in-the-water PR scenario. Well, of course, the Dems will up the ante. The Dems are great at making lemonade out of lemons. Anything they get, they will spin it to their advantage. They're very good at that. Don't hand it to them.
Yeah, especially right now. I mean, this is the midterm elections coming up this year. And they are going to run with any little victory. It's one thing when Trump fires someone who's an establishment who'd been there for a long time. But someone like Kristi Noem or Pam Bondi, who he put in those positions, got approved by the Republicans without a single Democrat vote. The moment you start letting them go, the left gets to claim victory, especially at a time like this when they're calling for heads to roll.
At least right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now is not the time to do that. Stay the course, hold the line. And I see some of this, what's happening is not staying the course and not holding the line.
Yeah. And that's the frustrating part. It's like, you have the strength. We have the ability, you know, reading about, you know, I saw a post on social media the other day, and within the comment section, there was a long comment that drawn out that literally talked about all the things going on. And it sounds like it was describing 2026 Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And you read through it, and about halfway down it says, what if I tell you that I'm not talking about 2026 Minneapolis, but 1957 in Little Rock, Arkansas, in segregation, and the president isn't Trump, it's Eisenhower. And you realize that we've been through this before with different topics. And Eisenhower chose to send in the federal government, including the 101st Airborne, to quell the uprising in the streets. And I think everybody will agree at this point that that was the right thing to do in 1957.
Yep. This also is basically we are looking at 2020, March 2020, part deux. This is exactly the same playbook that they pulled with COVID. Mm-hmm. You've got the big thing right now is that protesters, quote unquote, are dying. You've got to come. This is unprecedented. What are we going to do? We have to come in and do something about this. You've got sort of the experts out there. You've got, and I got to do a hat tip to Steve Dace on this because he posited this and I agree with it. You've got to look at this as the same plot. Mm-hmm. The actors have changed, the names have changed, but this is the same plot. So beware, bookmark this, go listen to him. He said the same thing, bookmark this. And I believe this because you can see it all playing out. All the pieces are in order here. There's just different characters. You've got different experts that are kind of going to come in and hijack the narrative. If that's why legitimizing Walls and Fry to me was a mistake. Mm-hmm. You've now made them worthy of being in the conversation at all. Instead of they should be arrested.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I'm just sitting here going, they are literally riling it up. They are telling you. I saw a comment the other day that just boggled my mind when somebody said ICE is just a group that Trump brought up to take over the streets. So I'm sitting there going, you don't know that ICE has been around for this long? And I go, the combination between ignorance and
ask them what the acronym stands for. I bet they can't tell you.
Yeah, the ignorance added with the fuel that Fry and Walls and even people like Kate Brown, Tina Kotek and all these other people that are throwing fire in here and saying we support this and we support that and we need to get out in the streets and be agitators. They are literally making dangerous situations left and right.
And if the federal government loses control of this situation, it then spreads into the states. You live in Oregon, you live in Washington, you live in California. Remember, we all remember what happened with COVID when the rest of the country had moved on. We were still masking up. We were still not able to walk in any direction we wanted in the grocery store. If he loses control of this now because he's legitimizing the clowns and giving them a seat at the table, all of a sudden, it does trickle down into the states, and you're going to have that. You've got them positioned Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. These same things are going to happen there. This does not bode well. And my warning basically would be recognize the signs that are right in front of you, the story that is being played out, what they are showing you. Certainly don't fall for it again. So I don't know. You've got to combat this now. That's why I was disappointed in what happened by making those or having those phone conversations and being so conciliatory. We are ripe for playing out part two, and the stakes are far higher, and they knew how far they could push in 2020. How many people do we know that we love, that we were related to, that we are friends with, fell for this?
Well,
fell for COVID.
And here, imagine this. The feds go in, they arrest Walls, they arrest Fry, they arrest the staffers that are involved with organizing these protests, you know, if you want to call them protests. But I'm sitting here going, the media is going to go bonkers if the federal government does something like this. But the federal media isn't your friend today. They're looking for every little thing. They're claiming victory because you're willing to talk to Walls. They're
right.
Claiming victory because the guy that was the leader on the streets in Minneapolis has been taken out. They're claiming victory left and right. And I'm just going, what's the difference now between you going in and arresting and charging these people?
Right. They're going to hate what you do anyway. They're going to lose their minds anyway. Nothing any of us do is going to appease. And frankly, I don't give a crap about appeasing these people. They need to be squashed. This needs to be stopped. And so that's why I think anything that looks weak and you've got to, it's a different scenario than it was in 2020, but I would hoping, and he's surrounded by better people than he was in 2021. But you look at Fauci and Birx. Do we have Walls and what's his face? Fry is the next Fauci and Birx. I don't know. I don't like any of this. To me, it always has been. This should have been shut down weeks ago. Arrests should have been made. Those Lamont and those two chicks should be in jail or at least pending trial or something. And none of that is happening. And this just continues to go on and on. And then, of course, if you saw James O'Keefe, who O'Keefe Media Group, who was down there on the ground just before this guy was this Petiti or whatever his name is, was shot. This is getting worse and worse and worse. And now you can't even look like you might be ICE. You can't drive an SUV. The mob will come and target the, you know, the Walking Dead will come after you.
Well, and talking about the O'Keefe scenario where he was down there, got chased out. Got a text message that pretty much said, you have an hour to be out of here. We're going to kill you. So they They had access to his phone number and the license plate in the car. So I'm sitting here going, and I read something about this. This is not a grassroots movement. They have access to things that you know, are, you know, with the police and the government. They are those things are not readily available at the hand of Joe Schmo.
And anyone, frankly, if you're still calling it a protest, you're not a serious person and you clearly are not doing your homework on this. And again, I would suggest you go out on X. In fact, I've got a list of accounts you should follow because you're going to get the skinny and you're going to get the raw video. You're going to see exactly what's going on.
So going back to the church invasion real quick before we go to commercial break, I did see somebody comment about in the official criminal filings again that they have done so far. Within there, it says something about how the protesters blocked access to the child care area within the church.
Yep.
So that, as lowball, as scummy, if you think they have the right to protest in a church, the fact that they went and they blocked people from getting to their children in that scenario, I'm surprised somebody didn't get attacked or shot at that point.
I know. And I don't know. And hopefully that they were caught with their pants down at that church and that hopefully will never happen again in other churches if they don't already have security. Yeah. None of this is innocent protesters, little people that don't know. They're already talking about this pretty guy, whatever, Alex Pretty, who they had to make pretty to be a martyr. Did you see that? They had to AI him because he was ugly or whatever. What an insult. Oh, my God. You die for the cause and you're too ugly to be a martyr. We need AI. All of it's crap. All of it, the narrative. And again, we need to be really eyes wide open here. Mm-hmm. Really see what is going on.
Well, in research, because, you know, I've been seeing things on both sides of the aisle. Of course, you know, there's rumors going out now that his parents talked to him a couple of weeks ago and he had quit his job and was attending this. And allegedly he actually got involved in a physical altercation with ICE a week or two prior.
Yeah,
so
broken rib.
I'm kind of like, I don't know at this point what to believe. Yeah, I'm just got to wait for it to all shake out in the wash. But it's also why we don't want to jump on and do some hot take, going above and beyond.
You can't help a hot take sometime. But in general, yes, I agree with you. This is kind of stuff that is. But let's take a break because we're running a little long. Got a little ranty there. But honestly, wake up and see what time it is. Check your watch because it's late. The hour is very, very late. Mm-hmm. Very late. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Cozy's New York Deli.
I have not been eating enough protein lately. Mm-hmm. I think a little gabagool would fit that bill. Mm-hmm. I actually was lifting weights and not healing as well because I'm not getting enough protein. Uh-oh. It's amazing how fast that affects you. So I, bulked up on protein yesterday and I woke up this morning going, okay, I feel like I can lift a water jug again. I mean, it was that bad.
Huh. Well, I should also mention that we just heard the Willamette Sportsman Show ad.
Yeah.
We do have some free passes here at the station. If anybody is interested in going this weekend, swing on by and we can provide you with a few passes. So.
Make sure you bulk up on protein so you can lift up those crossbows and test them out because you want to, you don't want to be a weenie arm like me. Good grief.
You got to be bulked up because, I was seeing on the news this morning, the doomsday clock is at 85 seconds to midnight or something.
Yeah, but who changed the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be on daylight savings time. Come on.
Oh. Well, they're saying because of climate change. Yeah, sure, Jan.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing is, the big three things they mentioned were nuclear powers, a.k.a. Russia and the United States, AI, and climate change. And I'm going, okay, nuclear power things I'm not that worried about. We are not going to go into nuclear war anytime in the near future with the president and what's going on there. AI, that can be a little intimidating. But the climate change thing, I'm going, aren't these the same people that are buying up all the waterfront property that have been telling us they should have been underwater decades ago?
Looking at you, Cammy Harris. Yeah. To me, they didn't put color revolution on the list. Oh, Western civilization on the brink.
They can't mention that when that would look bad for their friends.
Then I don't really believe that we are at 85 seconds to midnight.
I'm not too worried. I think you know, it'll calm back down, but they'll keep propping up global warming and climate
that
change.
I don't know. I do not know that it'll calm back down, because if they are out there doing this in 17 below, what do you think summer's going to look like?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the riders. I'm talking about the doomsday clock.
Oh, yeah. The doomsday clock. Yeah, because I'm thinking of the what we're seeing now, which are, again, not protests. I would say take protest out of your vocabulary. Don't even use the word. Yeah. These are riots. These are insurgencies. This is color revolution stuff. Yeah. So I like this because, first of all, I did find out, we're going to dig a little deeper into this. The state of Oregon does have a snitch line. If you see like state employees that are, God forbid, helping or assisting ICE, well, we've got a handy dandy form for you to tell us all about it.
Think they just took the snitch on your neighbor's COVID line and just updated it?
Again, isn't it eerily reminiscent of 2020? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some more research on that and dig into it, and hopefully have some more on that tomorrow. But that one, thanks to a friend of mine who queued me up on that, because yeah, we got a snitch lines are so American. Love it.
Yeah, especially from your state government.
I know, my God. Okay, so I love this. Again, we love the Babylon Bee. I adore the Babylon Bee, because sometimes you just have to laugh at the insanity of all this, because we are living, I don't know if we're 85 seconds to midnight. Yeah, maybe. But we're in, again, the hour is late. So the headline on this is, want to resist ICE? Here are 12 things you can do today. So thank you. And again, ICE, ask one of these Looney Tunes out on the street what the acronym stands for. Do you think they know what it stands for?
I sincerely doubt it. Just in the videos I see, and we'll be honest, whenever these people are out doing their videos, they always look for the most ignorant looking person they can come up with, hoping to get something entertaining.
Well, that's easy in one of these crowds.
That's right. A lot of them don't even know why they're really out there if you ask them. So
they don't know.
But so Babylon Bee has put together a simple list of things you can do today to resist ICE. And of course, number one is eat some tacos.
Oh, gosh.
They were probably made by illegal immigrants, but even if they weren't, they're still delicious.
That's I'm so glad that's number one. That's so right. Number two is perform routine maintenance on your agent ramming SUV. My gosh, running down ICE is best done with proper oil changes and tire pressure checks. Very sage advice.
Okay, number three, you know, most men already do this while their wives are shopping. Go sit in a Target. This will definitely accomplish something.
You go, boy. You go. Number four, wear a sombrero at all times so ICE will chase you and the illegals can run away. Throw in a fake mustache for extra effort. A plus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number five, spend years building up a tolerance to pepper spray and tear gas. Nothing wrong with playing the long game.
All right. This one, because I hate this song. Number six, add a new verse to John Lennon's Imagine. It's a go-to tactic for standing up to right-wing fascism. Again, I loathe that song.
All right. So and we talked about this earlier, make sure all photographs of you are edited to make you more attractive. In case anything happens to you, you look much better on the news and get a lot more sympathy.
We do not need any ugly martyrs. Come on now. Number eight, crochet a rainbow shawl with no ice on it. It's gay and it's for a good cause.
All right, number nine, I think we can all get behind this. Storm the Capitol, because standing up to the government is okay again now.
Yay! Number 10, post a TikTok video of you screaming at the top of your lungs. Nothing gets your point across like sounding like a total loon.
I mean, how many times do you rewatch those ones? I mean, come on.
They're crazy.
All right. And then people put together montages of all of them, too. So, you know, that is definitely a winner. number 11, wear a button on your designer gown at an exclusive Hollywood awards ceremony. If you're a famous actress, everyone will listen to you.
And number 12, of course, get elected governor so you can stop obeying laws. Simple and effective. That's it for us today, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Another great show for you tomorrow. Go out and enjoy the day.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.